I think whatever the people most concerned about that project want to do, I think that probably this bill isn't going to move out until matters addressing the cash flow problem are addressed, and I have a feeling that won't be until the end of the, or at least Thursday. When that's done, I think this bill is ready to move if the problem is solved.
Okay.
So it could be either committee, whatever it is. I think, of course, rules is we can bring the amendment down and rules can let up.
Well, I tell you the truth, I kind of hate to leave. I tell you, things are going to start flying real quickly. They already are. And I just soon put it into rules if it doesn't make any difference. If it does, we'll keep it here.
Have we got a commitment from the Senate? Not yet.
We got no commitment. How would you feel, Dick, about that kind of commitment from you? I'm talking about a commitment that he will expedite this loan, just as if Gallagher said he would have the money to the city in 2 weeks, he's going to have to make that same commitment or else. So I'm not going to support the amendment.
So I think, I don't understand about this is, number one, if we do in fact get involved in power authority, we have to continue on. The other way we don't, we can either get in or get out at a later date.
No.
Okay, number one. Number two is that Commissioner Revenez has told us they'll subordinate their bonds, that loan to the bonds, okay, which is going to make our bonds sell easier. Yeah. Well, the power authority does, we go in open market for revenue bonds. Related to this, we don't know.
Well,
so we don't know about these answers. We already got the answers the other way.
That's part of the commitment, isn't it?
We don't know. We had a commitment already.
Isn't that right?
I can't answer. I don't know.
Well, if we don't, we'll reverse our stance.
Right. I think.
Dick, if he comes in and makes as good a deal as the revenue commissioner does, and then we transcribe those remarks and put them on the House, put them in the journal so they're of record, do you think that's going to satisfy Rocky? No. But anyway, I think it should satisfy anybody.
That's more than you'll get out of the commissioner.
Yes. I don't know what he can.
Well, he won't put it in writing in the journal. Rodney, of course, more or less told me the same thing. He said, well, if you can make it fly as well with him as those, okay.
Okay. But, Rocky said that.
Yeah, well, he told it to you, didn't he? Huh? Well, he preferred it to have it in revenue because he figured he's got it all set up there. And I explained what we've been discussing here. And he said, well, if you can make it fly as well there as where we've got it set up, why, that would be okay.
Okay.
The state okay with support and both cases. Is that right?
Okay.
I hate to go against it.
Okay, what I'd like to do.
That's what he told me in the country.
Okay, well, call him up. Get him out of the garden.
All right. What I'd like to do is to move bill out with the understanding that the bill will stay in committee. The bill report will stay in committee until Yule has a chance to testify and make those commitments and remarks on the record, at which time we let the bill go to room. That's satisfactory with the other members. All right, now we've got a bill report that was signed previously, but I'm not going to force that off on the.
Well,
I think I'll just send out a new bill. All right. Okay, for the record, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that we report out Finance Committee substitute for Senate Bill 601, incorporating the changes suggested in the. In the flyer here. Okay. It'll be the same bill that we reported out this morning. Here are no objections. objection, the motion carries. Here comes the bill report.
Benefit for signing this bill report before we hear the testimony.
Yeah, we should wait.
Well, if you want to, I'm just, okay.
Whatever you wish. I don't have any hang up on one way or the other.
Let's sign it.
But you gotta go out and angle everybody up.
All right, well, we'll hold the bill report. Motion to withdraw. The next bill that we're gonna be taking up is Senate Bill 562 amended. Bill, you wanna resume the... There are two handouts, one of which is a list of suggestions by Mr. Can't tell who it is. Okay, one of them is testimony by the Land Use Planning Commission. It would be my intention to address Wood River Tickchick Park also in this legislation. There's a handout related to that also. Substitute for Senate Bill 562 amended, which is in the bill files. We should have all the bills in the bill files, and we haven't been getting them. I don't know why, but not in there. Anyway, we've got a committee, the bill as it was passed by the Senate. Okay, Phil? Okay, there's a handout, incidentally, that's in the bill folder from Mr. Holdsworth. Maybe we should start from the beginning again.
All right, Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Phil Holdsworth, and my suggestions are rather brief. The trend is to, instead of repealing Section 3805-300, which is on the last page, Section 3 on page 13, is to utilize the existing statute which has been on the books for some time, which covers both the classification authority of the department or the division, and also the restriction of removing lands more than 640 acres in size from multiple purpose use without legislative action. And if we go back to that language, then it would make a change in two places in the bill. Page 9, line 24, item subparagraph E. And I have suggested some language there. It refers back to the existing statute. Land shall be classified as provided for in AS 3805-300. And then add, similar to the latter part of this existing sentence, and must be classified before being included in the management systems described in Section 70 of this chapter. If that is acceptable, use the old language under the existing statute, well then the two paragraphs B and C at the top of line of page 11 would no longer be needed. And the other basic suggestion I have is that the authority of the governor to create parks and these other system lands by proclamation be removed as this is, has been usually the prerogative of the legislature.
Okay.
Those are the basic changes that I have suggested.
Mr. Holmesworth, has the Land Use Planning Commission an opinion on these proposed amendments?
There had not been one written. It's been discussed with Janet McCabe, who was down here, had to leave on the plane, but she approved these recommendations. In fact, I had intended to testify as an individual, but she asked me to testify for the commission in this regard.
The commission believes that these amendments are, in fact, sound for the cause. Okay, are there questions for Mr. Holdsworth? Okay, if not, I'd like to thank you for helping the time being. Excuse me. Sure you'd like to hang around. Chuck Hawley is also here to testify on the bill. Chuck, let's see.
Chairman, for the record, I'm Chuck Hawley, Executive Director of the Alaska Miners Association. And we have some of the same concerns as Mr. Holdsworth, but a little bit broader. The one item that Phil addressed specifically, the Section E on page 9, could be used to apply a land freeze to surface and subsurface activities prior to classification, so we strongly urge that that be modified in some sense. We also want to go a little bit farther, and we think that the bill may create new and unnecessary management systems, and then it gets into the land planning and inventory process and sets out a system which we are not sure is completely desirable or even attainable. And we don't want to argue against knowledgeable decisions, but we are aware of problems which have resulted from federal and state land management acts like the BLM Organic Act and from the indecision and the lack of classification and land disposal actions which have taken place in this administration, which is loaded with planners. So we don't think that necessarily land use planning, unless it's carefully addressed, is it should be considered. We think that some of the, there are major problems in section 70070, and that's the section that sets up new management systems. It's partly redundant with existing statutes. There is a statute already that sets up state parks. However, to have another management system, which also sets up wild and scenic rivers, state trails, public reserves, and public domain lands, this appears to be, well, we don't quite see why state trails and state and wild and scenic rivers couldn't be carried out in the division of parks. And we also don't see why the public domain lands and public reserve lands couldn't just be handled by classification or regulatory authority of the commissioner in the division of lands and water. And I understand from Commissioner Holdsworth that the commission as such did not actually work on this section and approve it, that it was mostly a staff thing that they came out with where they're proposing additional management systems. we've been talking lately with DNR about their proposed regulations, and they've got a whole system of land units that they're going to propose. And we don't quite see why this land management systems have to be memorialized in statute when they could just be in part handled in the regulatory process. But our main concern is this item E. Briefly, I'd like to go over some specific items. I'm sorry I didn't have quite enough copies for everybody to go around, but on in the area that deals with land use planning and classification, we have some suggested wording which I think might help out a little bit on what the commissioner shall do on land use planning. It says in the original, in the development or revision of land use plans, the commissioner shall. Well, item two, it says use a systematic interdisciplinary approach to achieve integrated consideration of physical, economic, and social factors affecting the region area.
Where that's, is that shown?
Okay, that's on page 8, lines 22, 23, and 24. And it's directly out of the BLM Organic Act, but it almost looks to me that some commissioners could say that to take that as a mandate to have an interdisciplinary group within their own shop rather than go to, say, Fish and Game for fisheries information and social concerns to another agencies and also into the private sector and developing the plan. So I used almost the same language and said something like, consider physical, economic, and social factors and involve other agencies and private knowledge in achieving a systematic interdisciplinary approach, just to maybe not mandate the commissioner has to do everything in the way of land use planning. I'm also concerned with, on the second page, item 7, where it says weigh long-term benefits to the public against short-term benefits. Just that's so imprecise as to the long-term benefit to a miner might be a great deal difference to somebody else, and so I kind of wonder if that's necessary. We concur with Phil Holdsworth on item 9, on page 9, item E, but we would suggest that could be eliminated if you go ahead and eliminate and strike the whole thing, setting up new management systems, which follows on the next page. The only substantial management system in there is the state park system, which already has statutory authority anyway. And so you're not dealing with the new management system, and Section E just wouldn't refer to anything. We concur with Commissioner Holdsworth that on page 13, Section 3, that should be struck and AS 3805-300 should not be repealed. And then there are just additional housekeeping changes if any of these things would happen, like references to sections and things like that. But basically, we think that you're getting a little bit into a land use planning bill without considering it so much, as long as the land disposal aspect of this thing, which was well considered. And we would want you to think a little bit about those lines and then correct the problems that deal with access and availability of state land for people.
Okay, let me get one more. What was the objection on page 10 and 11 to the management systems again?
Okay, one
as long
thing.
As the legislature is doing it. Let's assume the legislature is doing it.
Okay, instead of setting up specific management systems, for example, for state trails or wild and scenic river systems, it appears that trails and wild and scenic river systems could be managed by the Division of Parks, and they wouldn't need to be specific systems. Right now, the state park system is managed as under a division, the Division of Parks. There's also a division of land and waters. And while they're not asking you to come back and set up a division of wild and scenic rivers, you've got a separate management unit within here. So and then the state public reserve system and the state public domain are things that would ordinarily just fall out of the division of lands and waters and could be in there, carried in their regulations under what the commissioner can do and can't do.
Are there questions now as to the proposed amendments? Amendments proposed by Mr. Hawley?
Mark, yeah. Check on page 13. What are you taking out? What is 3805-300? Why, okay. Why do you want to take it out?
Yeah. No, we don't want to take out.
No, I mean, why do you want to take out the repealer, I should say?
Because. One thing, it is the basic thing that directs how the commissioner shall classify lands, and also it contains an exclusion that makes him go back to the legislature if he acts to classify anything more than 640 acres.
Yeah.
I think this is in here someplace else. It's something, well, Commissioner Holdsworth could probably answer that a lot better than I could.
It's attached to Mr.
Holdsworth.
I attached
section 300 to my chart so that you can see what the existing language is and compare it with those two suggested rules.
Okay, are there questions now of Mr. Hawley on these amendments?
Question?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you recommend section 3804070 to be eliminated?
That's
management what I, system?
That's what I recommend.
Through line all the way through
the entire section.
Down to line 9 on page 11.
Yes.
Then you had another one. I don't think I caught it back on page. Did you have something on page 2?
Oh, on page 2, nothing substantial. And
where?
Okay, on page 2, if you did actually eliminate that section, then there would be a housekeeping change on line 4. You would just strike the reference to section 70. In that point.
Okay. That's all I had, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Con Eddie is here, and I don't know if he's had a chance to look at these proposed amendments, but perhaps there might be some indication of what the administration's reaction to those proposals would be.
With regard to Phil Holdsworth's proposals, they pretty much track what we originally tried to do about a week ago. We are in full agreement with that, his proposal. I'm trying to digest Mr. Pauly's recent remarks, particularly as they pertain to 070. Just generally, the repeal of that section 3 or the deletion of section 3 in this bill, we would concur with, again, that tracks Mr. Holdsworth's concern and our concern also on regarding the mining industry in the state. We do not view 070 as essentially creating new systems. I had a discussion prior to this meeting regarding this section, and it appears that it was somehow extrapolated from the federal BLM Organic Act creating various systems. The park system, the state park system, the state trail system, even though it says here that it is creating created. I cannot envision that being run any differently than the, than under the current division of parks. Similarly, the public reserve system and the public domain. State public would be administered under the division of lands. The state public domain section, I unfortunately was out of the room when Mr. Pauly was discussing it, DNR's action to broaden their classification. This would be a very desirable thing. It would be probably more desirable to have quote-unquote state public domain lands available under law, in other words, a statutory section as opposed to a regulatory section on that. If you keep in 070, of course, I think that the last section on page 11, starting on line 7 through line 9, would be covered by the comments that Mr. Holdsworth and Mr. Hawley made regarding the putting back in of section 300. Mm-hmm. It'd just be superfluous.
I'd like to, before I recognize Mr. Greening, I'd like to point out to the members the following language that appears on page 11, line 7. It says, however, no state land, water, or combination of land and water may, except by act of the state legislature, be closed for lawful purpose use if the area involved contains more than 640 acres, which isn't very much. I'd like to point out that language,
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Greening first.
That answers my question. That brings in, I think, the guts of 300.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Freeman.
Mr. Chairman, more than 640 acres, if you stack them up enough of them in a long line, it could be a lot of land if you did them one at a time. What do you
know? I would suppose, so. Maybe Freeman, maybe the thing to do, well, I guess the person acting in bad faith do all kinds of things. I was going to say that the 640 can't be contiguous to another track, but well, you can check or board them and do all kinds of things, I suppose. Of course, that's what the law says now. And if we didn't repeal 300, we'd have to make some arrangement there anyway. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, along that line, I would suggest that what could be read or interpreted is that restriction applies only to subparagraph C under the new language. Under the existing law, that applies to all land. I think that's an important consideration.
I guess it could be. You're right. I'd like to, while we're at this juncture, is how many other people want to testify?
Mr. Tangent.
All right. Mr. Rudd. Okay. Okay. Are there further questions of Mr. Hawley? If not, thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is J.P. Tange, and I'm the chairman of the Juneau branch of the Alaska Miners Association. And I'd like to follow up on the comments of Mr. Hawley and Mr. Holdsworth by saying essentially that we concur in those amendments, and we'd like to make a couple of points on top of that. This bill, which has come before you today, has proceeded at a what I would regard as an irregular speed through the state legislature. It was originally introduced in the Senate, and simultaneously a countermeasure was introduced in the House, I believe on March 22nd. It did not receive the degree of attention which we believe it deserves. The bill is easily divided into two discrete sections. The first two sections seem to be a response to the so-called burn initiative, which is reasonable and proper, I think, and we don't have any particular comments in regard to that. But Articles 3 and 4 address a much broader area of concern. We did not become aware of this bill as it passed through the Senate, and we did not get an opportunity to testify between before the House Natural Resources Committee. And so this is our first opportunity to register some of our very serious concerns that we have with the bill. They have been identified to you already, but let me just reiterate by addressing Section 070 for a second. The bill seems to establish three new systems which are not in existence now in the state of Alaska: the State Public Reserve System, the State Wild and Scenic River System, and the State Public Domain System. These systems are massive concepts which we regard as deserving of extensive study before they're passed into law. The same systems on the federal side of the legislature have received separate statutory treatment, and this is a fairly massive organic act. Of course, we have a state trail system and a state park system already on the books, and the authority, as has already been pointed out, which would apparently be established by this legislation, is redundant with the existing law. The subsection E in section 065, as I believe, provides that land shall be classified before being made available for private use or included in the management systems described in section 70. And the management systems described in section 70 are comprehensive. What this appears to mean when read together is that all land must be classified, and of course, before being made available for private use. And there's no requirement, there's no deadline, or even incentive for lands to be classified under this bill. Therefore, it, as has been already mentioned, it does constitute an effective land use freeze in the state on state-owned lands. We would urge that subsection E of section 65 be deleted. And let me speak just a moment to Mr. Holdsworth's proposed amendment. We don't necessarily concur in that amendment as being adequate to respond to the needs which are raised by this legislation. Mr. Holdsworth's amendment provides that land shall be classified as provided for in section 3805-300, which is fine, except 3805-0300 gives the commissioner the discretion to classify land, or the director of land, rather, the discretion to classify, and so therefore, Mr. Holdsworth's proposed amendment, at least the first clause of it, could be interpreted as requiring him to classify land instead of leaving him with the discretion to do it. And of course, it says in the second clause, Mr. Holdsworth's amendment says it must be classified before being included in the management systems described in section 70 of this chapter. This classification concept, as we understand it, is a modification of the existing classification system, which does not envision, first of all state land being classified, but only that land which needs to be classified in the judgment of the director. And second of all, the classifications do not track with the existing classification authority which the director has. Accordingly, it's our view that section 65E should be deleted in its entirety. Likewise, we ask that section 070 be deleted in its entirety as excessive and superfluous. And of course, we concur in the amendments which Mr. Holdsworth has suggested to sections B and C of 070, and also in sections 9-10, the definition section, where he talks in terms of deleting the terms proclamation of the governor in subsection 8 and 9. Actually, we would suggest that the state trail definition be entirely deleted from section 9-10. Also, we would suggest that the concomitant housekeeping amendment would be to delete all of section 10 from the defining state wild and scenic river system, from section 910, and of course we would ask that section 3, page 13, line 25 be deleted. Just to reiterate so that I can make sure that there's no misunderstanding, we'd ask that section 65E be deleted in its entirety, section 070 be deleted in its entirety, and the conforming amendments in the definition section be made, and that section 3 be deleted in its entirety, and the subsequent paragraphs be renumbered accordingly.
All right. Okay, are there questions? If not, thank you. Ms. Rudd?
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I'm indeed sorry to lay all these amendments on you, but I do have 6 amendments proposed to the bill, and they all go to my concern about the ability of municipalities to retain their jurisdiction within their boundaries in matters concerning the use of state land within the municipalities. And I will go through each of them. I think you each have a copy of the amendment. Suggested amendment number 1 would change the language on page 2, the basic policy statement, E, at line 23, which says involvement of municipalities is essential in the decision-making process. I'm asking for a stronger statement of jurisdiction for municipalities, and also a statement of sort of ratifying the municipal land selection rights which were granted to the municipalities in 1963. I think that what we have is a situation where House Bill 133, the Municipal Land Selection Bill, may very well not pass the legislature this year. And the situation that's developing seems to be comparable to what is happening to the state of Alaska in relation to the D2 actions. That is, we have a statehood right of 103 million acres, but it is slowly being eroded, has slowly been eroded away over the last 19 or 20 years. And I want to prevent that kind of thing happening to the municipalities in the state as it regards state land. So the First Amendment, which I'm proposing, says that the municipalities do have the right of selection and that the allocation of use of land may not jeopardize those entitlements. And then the last sentence repeats the language that's in the original bill. There is only one suggestion that I have for a change in the amendment. I would suggest deleting Section 6 of the Statehood Act, and because the Section 6 of the Statehood Act actually does not give any entitlement to municipalities, it only gives an entitlement to the state to select land for community expansion. So I don't think it's necessary to state in the amendment that municipalities are receiving land entitlements under Section 6 of the Statehood Act. So I would suggest if you adopt the amendment to delete the reference to Section 6 of the Statehood Act. I think it's really desirable to, in light of the fact that House Bill 133 very well may not pass this year, to state very strongly in this bill the restate the right of municipalities to their selection rights. Suggested amendment number 2 pertains to language that appears in on. Do you wish to discuss each amendment as we go through them, or shall
I? Think we should. Should I? Because it'd be the intention. I think the committee would go right into markup and try to do something with this bill.
Okay. Do you want to ask questions after each amendment, or shall I go?
I think that the members should interject whenever they feel like the time is right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm finished my presentation on amendment number 1, and if there are any questions, I'd be glad to answer them. Okay. Amendment number 2 pertains to language that is presently on page 8 of the bill, where it says the commissioners shall, with local government and public involvement, and so on. I'm proposing much stronger language providing that no plan developed or implemented or revised by the commissioner shall become effective unless the commissioner has provided notice, conducted a public hearing, provided opportunity for receipt of written comments, and response to those comments. Now, it's simply a, I feel very strongly that when we're dealing with state land within municipal borders, and most municipalities do exercise planning and zoning powers, that those municipalities must be truly involved in those decisions. Now, the department, as I understand it, feels that section 3805-305 of present law covers my concerns in this area. However, I disagree with their reading of that section of the law. That law simply provides for notice to municipalities, and the notice shall invite the municipality to comment. There is no requirement for a public hearing. There is no requirement that the department respond to the comments of the municipality, and I feel as though we need much stronger language in that area. Are there any questions or comments about that?
Is there a are there presently land use plans developed by the department, the use by regions or areas? Is that the way it's being done now?
They have. They just completed the Delta regional plan.
Okay. In other words, this language, do you have this, Pat?
Yes, I do.
This language, the first, at least the first sentence of it, is not inconsistent with present policy, is it?
It's not inconsistent with present policy, but there are certain problems with it. So I can explain.
Well,
first thing is we believe that it is covered by existing law 3805-305, which has very specific procedures and appeal rights within it. The second thing is this legal or Supreme Court interpretation that the legislature never acts superfluously. Everything that they do, everything they do has meaning, and I don't know how they ever came up with that idea, but it could be read, it could be interpreted. This section would preempt any review under 305. We think the 305 review is much more stringent than this review. I think that it could leave us, or leave a municipality hanging out on a limb at some point, because the extent of requirements under 305, I think, are much more in-depth. At least as far as the appeals portion goes. Just generally, I guess, to sum it up, is we find that it's superfluous and that there could be legal problems of legal interpretation if it ever comes to a court case.
Okay. Further comments? Ms. Wright.
May I respond, Mr. Conhendy?
Please do.
I just really disagree with Mr. Conhendy. 305 is less stringent and puts much fewer requirements on the commissioner. He mentions the appeal process, but the appeal simply it says a municipality in 305, a municipality having a right to notice or consultation under this section may appeal to the Superior Court and have set aside any action taken which does not conform to this section. That section only applies to procedural matters. It does not apply at all to the actual decision that has been made. And that's the way I read that law, and I would certainly feel quite strongly that I'm reading it correctly. The appeal process only applies to whether or not the municipality received notice, and whether or not the notice included the fact that they may comment and that sort of thing. It does not apply to the decision that is actually made. What I'm trying to do is guarantee that municipalities not only receive notice, but that a public hearing will be held, and that comments from municipalities will be considered and responded to by the commission. So that's.
There's a further comment on that suggestion amendment. If not, go ahead.
Go on to the next one. Amendment number 3 pertains to page 7 of the bill. after the semicolon on line 10, delete everything to the end of that paragraph and put, however, for short-term leases, compliance with local subdivision ordinances required less weight by the municipality in the manner required by its ordinances. Again, we are making a stronger statement as to the that these facts, these subdivisions must conform with municipal subdivisions. On the first page, on the first line of my suggested amendment, I suggest that we delete the words "and material sales" if we adopt this amendment, because material sales probably are not covered by subdivision ordinances, and they are covered by the language in the law which deals with public works in municipalities, and so I think there's sufficient coverage there.
Wait a minute, let me run through that one again.
On the material sales?
Yeah.
In present law, in 30,
what are you saying, we ought to just cut out the reference to it?
Yes, yes.
And just refer to short-term leases?
Yes, because in present law, in 3530020, it says a department shall comply with local planning and ordinance and zoning ordinances and other regulations in the same manners to the same extent as other landowners. However, this applies only to public works construction, but it also does cover material sales. So, shall I go on to the next?
Yes, please.
Page 10. In place of lines 1 through 4. Land use plans shall be consistent with local government land use plans to the maximum extent the commissioner determines to be consistent with state interests. I'm proposing instead several sections which say, if a land use plan prepared by the commissioner under the section including land, which includes land, it should be, I think, land which lies within the corporate boundaries of the municipality. If the municipality has a comprehensive plan and zoning regulations, then the use must conform with that comprehensive plan. If the municipality only has the plan but no zoning regulations, then it must conform to the maximum extent consistent with state interests. And if the municipality has not adopted a comprehensive plan, the land use plan shall consider the commissioner shall consider the comments received from municipal officials.
Okay. Mr. Connelly, you got any comments on that?
I just have an alternative amendment, which is much easier.
Okay.
I also, Mr. Chairman, have a couple of alternatives if the committee decides not to go. This is the one I recommend, but there are a couple of others. The next one, the next page is suggested in amendment number 4, which just says land use plans adopted by the commissioner shall be consistent with local government land use and comprehensive plans. Or the next page also would be just deleted the present language of the bill, but just deleting he determines to be.
What's your amendment do, Pat?
My amendment would do essentially the same thing, but it just kind of refers to actually this amendment is a land use planning commission amendment. And it, in essence, it says where a local zoning ordinance or other land use regulation is in effect, the provisions of AS 3530020 and 3530030 shall apply. I believe those are the subdivision and requirements. The state must comply.
Yeah. Is that satisfactory?
No, Mr. Chairman. The reason is because 3530020 and 030 are in the section of the law that deals only with public works projects. It does not deal with land use decisions. It deals only with public works projects, that whole section of the law. So that amendment that Mr. Conheady is proposing could be construed to mean that the director or the commissioner could do anything he wanted with classifying the land and making the land use plan, but only when we came to constructing anything on the land would the local planning ordinances come into play. So I don't think that that is a sufficient guarantee, that reference to present law. That law only applies to public works projects, not to land use.
Okay. Any questions? Okay, number five.
Okay, page 11. Between lines 22 and 23. Simply gives a municipality the power to petition for the adoption, amendment, or repeal of a regulation adopted or of the decision of the commission.
Okay, is anything wrong with that, Matt?
I'm just looking at it right now.
It has to do particularly, Mr. Chairman, with areas outside the corporate boundaries of a municipality to protect interests which the municipality is authorized to regulate. And those kinds of interests under present law are cemeteries, watersheds, roads, and airports. And the House passed the other day also the jurisdiction of municipalities outside their boundaries for providing emergency medical services. I don't think that that would pertain to land use, but cemeteries, watersheds, roads, and airports might very well.
Okay, Clark?
This seems a little broad. I mean, you could interpret it to say they could refuse to permit any classification outside their boundaries on the grounds that the state wasn't doing what they wanted them to do in their boundaries. I mean, it is a pretty broad statement, of course.
Well, it says that during the last couple of pages, couple of lines, it says to protect any interests which the municipality is authorized to regulate outside its boundaries under 2948037. In other words, only to protect its interest in maintaining cemeteries, watersheds, roads, and airports. That's the intent at any rate. If we haven't written it correctly, I'd be glad to rewrite it.
I want to go back to something, and that was Mrs. Rudd's previous comments regarding 3530012. And looking at the statute here, her remarks that wasn't sufficient because it only applies to public works, buildings, and improvements is just not what the statute says. It just says a department shall comply with local planning and zoning ordinances and other regulations in the same manner and to the same extent as other landowners. That's all it says. So that, you know, on that one.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it's right after a section that has to do with public works, construction of public works.
It's in a title which just has to do with construction of public works, but that, of course, doesn't really matter.
Let me ask somebody something. What does it mean when a municipality has standing to petition for the adoption of amendment? Oh, that just mean they get a. What does that mean? It means no more than what it appears to mean. No, I don't understand why it would be such a radical step. Why can't they go in and ask for anything they want? What's the matter with that?
That I wasn't addressing that. I was addressing the previous amendment.
You're talking about the one back in
right.
Number four.
All
right.
Mr. Chairman.
That's right.
The reason it's necessary to state it is because we're talking about land outside the boundaries of a municipality. I think you're quite right that a municipality would have standing anyway within its boundaries, but when it needs to protect the functions that it's exercising outside its boundaries, I think we have to state that.
Okay. Who are they petitioning here? Just the commissioner or?
The commissioner is the intent, yes.
All right, okay.
Yes.
Okay, Okay, number six.
Okay, we have the appeal provision on the regulations. It simply says that if the commissioner doesn't do it under regulation, an interested person may petition for reconsideration of a decision, and it shall be carried out, that process shall be carried out under the APA. And it says specifically that municipalities are interested persons.
Okay. Do they presently, is there presently that kind of process available? In other words,
The interested person also include any resident of the municipality? That definition appears in 44, 62, is that right?
Is that correct? Interested person is used in
that's the APA.
It includes a whole bunch of people, and we're just saying that a municipality is included in that definition.
Right. 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 Essentially, restates the system of competition to have a process if the classification is done.
And includes municipalities where they might not be specifically.
Okay. Mark, I take that would mean that for any, as long as an interested person go through the appeal process, they wouldn't necessarily be entertained his or her commission or petition for reconsideration.
It wouldn't necessarily what?
Entertain it, or in other words, I guess it's what it said, you can petition. I guess they don't have to grant it. The only thing I'm concerned about is how many can everybody in the municipality come in and petition afterward. If there's an appeal process, I suppose, against you.
I'm sorry to say I haven't read 44 recently enough to be able to respond to your concerns. I understand them, and I think I'll look at it. But as I understand that Annette has explained to me, an interested person may appeal under present law, and this simply brings in municipalities as an interested person. But I can stand corrected on that.
Okay. Are there further questions of Ms. Wright? Mr. Freeman.
I didn't bother to ask this question. The previous witnesses testified because you, like the rest of them, have been offering amendments to improve the bill. Nobody's commented on the merits of the thing as a whole, or the need for it, or the desirability, anything else. Does anybody want it? Or apparently somebody did, besides the federal, state, and the planning commission.
No one has written to me about it or been in touch with me, and I think it's probably not a bad idea at all, my own opinion. It's not a bad idea to do this at all, as long as the interests of municipalities are protected. That's really necessary if we're going to do it.
How about the aside from the maybe benefits to the municipal government, is there any benefit in it from the citizens of the state that you can see?
Well, I think it does set out some broad policy directions to the administration for the administration of state land. And I think that's probably desirable. You, of course, more than most of us are so aware of the difficulties we've been having with the administration of the state land recently. And I think it may be desirable for the legislature to go on record as setting out some direction for the administration.
Thank you.
I might comment that Mr. Smith is here and also Mr. Connie, and maybe they would want to make a general policy statements along that line. I did want to accommodate witnesses who were from out of town. Unfortunately, I wanted to go accommodate it this afternoon. That didn't quite work out. And that's why we're getting the car loaded for the course. Okay. Maybe it would be best at this time, right for dinner, I'd come back at 7:30 unless the committee wants to do otherwise. I don't care. I'll blow right on through it. But we're going to be here a long time. What do people want to do? I imagine people want to eat.
Give me eat.
All right. We will then recess.